What's up? Robert Kelly doing another fucking, you know what, dude? Podcast.
Is that what it's called?
Hang on, you don't talk until I introduce you.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm hanging out at with Morgan Murphy. You might know her from her fucking Twitter, famous Twitter. Wait, you got great tweets. And we're fucking sitting here having coffee and tea, shooting the shit. And you also a writer for Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon,
which is fucking pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, when do you start turning off the music?
Well, we kind of slow it down. Don't fucking produce. This is a problem with you.
Yeah?
You're producing the podcast. You already talked before you're supposed to talk.
I'm sorry. We've got this fucking intricate setup with, like, you know, a table covered in cigarette butts and fucking headphones and an iPod and a... I mean, I didn't realize that it was such a professional operation.
It's fucking... They don't know that. They think I got a board. We're wearing headphones and we're talking into a microphone in a basement studio that I fucking put 60 grand into.
No, I'm just staring at your fucking mountain of vitamins in your kitchen.
That I don't take. You want a cigarette?
Sure, I think that was mine.
Oh, was that yours?
Yeah.
Well, we're sitting here at my table. And Morgan's probably one of the funniest... I mean, you make me laugh. There's not too many people that make me laugh in 140 characters. You make me laugh.
Aw, thanks.
Do we have a light there, fucking Twizzle? Alright, we'll turn the music down. How's that? I know that's your favorite song. Was that a good song to start the fucking show with?
It's like one of those... That's like a new pop song, right? I don't know a lot of... I don't know. That's like... Who sings that?
That's Britney Spears.
Yeah.
It's a year ago. It was a number one single. All
right, I love
it. Nice talking to you. We were just talking about Twitter. And how many people you have on Twitter?
You want the exact number?
I want the exact number.
Hold on a second. How come it, like, different things tell you you have different numbers of people?
What do you mean different things?
Different apps? Yeah, when you, like, load and you go to different pages, it tells you you get a different number of people.
I have no idea. Just go to your profile. I'm guessing 14.
All right, let's see. 15,207.
15,000 people.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. That's pretty good.
For not being on, you know, a television show, I guess it's all right.
And for being you, that's fucking great.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Where are you from originally?
I was born in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. And then when I was a little baby, I moved to L.A., grew up there. Then I moved around a ton. You want it, like, everywhere?
No.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Give me a few.
I moved, and then I lived in Connecticut in high school. I lived in Oregon in high school again.
What, were you fucking family in the military?
No, they just kind of passed me around a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What, you didn't live with your mom and dad?
I lived with my mom until I was like 16. Then I lived with her sister, and then, and her sister's husband, my aunt and uncle.
Right.
And then I lived with my mom for a little bit again, and then I lived with my dad, and then lived with my dad's sister and her husband, my aunt and uncle, and another aunt and uncle. And lived with, like, another family for a summer.
Jesus Christ.
And I came back down to L.A. for college. Yeah.
The fuck?
I know, it's crazy.
But then nobody liked you?
Not, you know, it's... I like, lived with, you know, I lived with kind of, like... I lived with, like, you know, kind of rich people. My mom couldn't afford some shit, so I lived with her rich sister. And,
right.
And then a little more of a stable household.
Right.
And then the same thing in Oregon. Just lived with, like, my dad's rich sister. I lived with a lot of rich people.
Is your family rich?
My family is, but I'm not. So it's very, like...
You could get money. You're well off.
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, I make a living for myself, but I don't... My family is, like, crazy rich.
Your family's crazy rich?
Yeah, like, my dad's side of the family, like, stupid rich.
Like, could you inherit money rich?
No. My dad blew it all.
Oh, he has no money.
Nah, not really. I mean, he's got some, but not like, you know, his brothers have like jets and shit. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, the family has a jet, like the Murphy jet.
Do they have a Murphy jet?
Well, like,
does it have a shamrock on it?
No, but a lot of shit does. I have my dad's, you know, I have my grandfather's old golf bag, and it's got like a shamrock with an M on it, and says they're very proud of being Irish.
Are they wooden? Golf clubs? Well, we were talking about a couple things. First of all, we both did the colon cleanse, the cooler cleanse.
Yeah.
We both did that, and you liked it.
I didn't mind it. I mean, it was okay. I did it with my buddy Eric, who I share an office with. And,
yeah.
I had somebody to do it with every day, which was nice, because I hated it. But when you have somebody else to go, all right, it's time for this next juice.
Yeah.
Then you do it. You don't cheat.
All right. Well, here's the thing. The juice goes like this. You order it from the place. They deliver it to you. It's 6 juices a day. Different juice. They're marked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on the
right.
Little bottle. You drink them in order.
Every 2 hours.
Is it every 2 hours?
You didn't read the instructions?
I didn't read that. My wife said, I want to do this.
Right.
I said, I just say fine. I just go with it.
Yeah.
And then she didn't tell me anything. She just, the juices came. We just started fucking drinking them.
No, you're supposed to drink one every 2 hours.
But I live a fucked up schedule though. I mean, I sleep until fucking 12, and then I'm up until 5. I don't want to drink a fucking juice at fucking 3 in the morning.
All right, well.
So anyways, the fucking juice comes to your house.
Yeah.
And you for 3 days, this is all, you can't have sugar, you can't have caffeine.
No.
You can't have anything. You can have a cup of decaf tea if you wanted.
Yeah.
With no sugar.
A lot of water.
Which I really didn't drink a lot.
Yeah.
But I should have. And then, and the first drink is a green drink.
Which is just disgusting.
It's kale, cucumber, everything
with, like,
fucking
ginger. Which I hate. Like, I hate ginger. And that's the thing that's supposed to cut the taste.
Yeah.
I hate the thing that cuts the taste. So, I hated it.
It was fucking tough to get down.
Yeah.
The first day it wasn't that bad. I've drank. I've heard it both ways. I've drank.
Yeah.
That shit before. I've had that green fucking immune action. There was a Japanese store around the corner, and you'd go in and be like, give me immune action. Immune action!
Yeah.
And he would bow every time he gave it to me. Me and Norton used to go there all the time. Immune action! Ooh. And would you like immune action? And he's closed now. So, but then there was the grapefruit, which I liked.
I like the grapefruit.
Both agree.
Grapefruit and mint.
We both agree. Mint. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is great. The mint is good.
Yeah.
In a grapefruit.
Because
the grapefruit's I hate fucking grapefruit. I don't drink grapefruit. But now I like grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
Because it was the best thing. And then the next one was another green.
Green.
Green again. So you had to fucking chug that shit down.
Yeah.
Then after that was beet.
No. That's coconut is after that. And then beet.
Oh. Coconut and then beet.
Yeah.
Okay, the coconut was the worst. Coconut water.
I love it.
Is the fucking worst thing I've ever tasted.
Oh, it's the best.
It's disgusting.
You don't ever go down to the bodega and get, like, Vita Coco
I don't ever. I will never. If I'm on an island like fucking Tom Hanks,
yeah.
I will not crack an opener. I will drink my own fucking piss and eat my own fucking shit. I would suck fish juice out of a fish before I fucking had coconut water.
I don't actually think that's true. I think you would actually go for the coconut first.
No. In reality, but funny-wise, I wouldn't.
Well, I'm...
Do you take an improv class?
Yeah, you should really fucking focus on being funny if you're stuck on an island. You should really commit to that joke alone.
What are you talking about? He fucking made a fucking blood ball friend. Wilson. Oh, you don't think he was fucking cracking himself up? Fucking trying out new bits on Wilson? Fucking Christ, what a fucking shit movie. Anyways, then he doesn't even get the girl. The cunt fucking winds up marrying somebody else. What a crap movie. But even he got sick of coconut juice.
Mm-hmm.
He was fucking sick of it. It stinks. Coconut water sucked. It has the worst aftertaste. There's something that hits the back.
Mm-hmm.
The front fucking taste buds, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
When it hits those back ones, whatever those are, it made me fucking gag.
Yeah.
Gag. I still have all of it in the fridge. I can't drink it. Then the beet. That was a truck going by.
The beet was horrific.
The beet was fucking... I could deal with the beet.
I can't do the beet.
You know, the trick is to put everything on ice. A lot of ice. Put
Are
it
you
in a
supposed to?
Well, I know from drinking shit, shakes, because, you know, when I've been in shape and out of shape my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
I know that the protein shakes, someone told me once, just put a lot of ice in it and it will fucking dilute the fucking taste. And it's really, really cold, so it tastes better. The beet I could deal with. I wound up mixing the beet with the green, so it gave the green a little sugary taste, which wasn't bad. And then the last one of the night, you're supposed to drink before you go to bed, is the almond.
It's like your dessert.
It's the dessert, but it tasted pretty much like fucking hotel lotion. It tasted like fucking body lotion.
I liked it. That was one I looked forward to. That was like, that's, I bring that out with me as like my candy, you know, when, when other people were like enjoying a nice meal.
It wasn't like, it was fucking, ugh. Again, in ice, it wasn't that bad. But me and my wife would sit on the couch with our fucking almond shake at the end of the night. And it was a never-ending cup of shit. It took a sip, and it was still there.
The whole thing is, like, you spend the entire time just going, why am I doing this? Like, that's the thing. It's like, you spend the whole time just going, what? Why am I? I can afford food.
You know? That's the problem.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, you go, I can eat food right now if I wanted to. I'm a grown-up. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Why am I torturing myself? And it's not like it, you know, it's not like you're still ingesting like 1,200 calories. It's not like you're starving yourself.
Well, you know what's weird is when, now that I, it's, that's a fucking weird point you bring up, because now that I can afford to eat wherever, I can just go into a restaurant. I've never been able to go into a restaurant and just go to any restaurant and lay down whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think about a bill, which is a great place to be, and I'm happy to be there. But now I can just go buy whatever food I want. I can have whatever delivered. Yeah. When I was living on 97th Street and Billy Burr's old apartment, fucking sleeping on a couch for 3 years in the fucking projects, I fucking couldn't eat what I wanted to eat.
Right.
I had to eat specific shit.
Right.
Like maybe twice a day, if I was lucky, a fucking, you know, a chocolate covered pretzel for $1.50 and then some fucking, you know, chink rice, you know, but now I can fucking, that's why it's so hard to, when you get older, when you get a job and you have fucking money coming in, you can just fucking eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So that's why you get fucking fat. But the cleanse is supposed to clean your body out.
Right.
Of all your fucking bullshit. No caffeine, too. I drink fucking 19 cups of coffee a day.
So you get a headache? Oh, the splitting headache.
Headache every day, all day.
What else
day.
Happened to you?
I shit my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I came up the second day, I'm sitting in that chair, and usually I come up in the morning and I have a cup of coffee, I have a haul of a cigarette, and I go take a shit. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I am like clockwork. I take a shit every day. Couple sips of coffee, haul of a cigarette, I gotta go take a shit. Fucking People Magazine, Us Weekly, I'm fucking down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't
it's
have
It's nice to have a routine like that.
It is.
Routine is nice, whatever it is.
I didn't shit, though. I didn't have to shit. I didn't feel like I had to shit. I just like little farts.
Yeah.
And I picked a cheek up to fucking squeeze one out. It came out of my ass instantly. It just filled my fucking underwear up. And then it was like an avalanche where it comes down fucking liquidy and then just immediately hardens. That's what happened. It just came down and then hardened in my underwear.
Lava.
I didn't. Just this is the worst thing. What, lava hitting water?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, this.
You created like new land in your fucking.
It was more
underwear.
Of the I. This is the funny part though. Is I didn't know what to do. Like I wanted. I was just looking at my wife, and she had to yell at me, "Go downstairs. Go downstairs." So I had to.
Like she was gonna go like. You need to be changed.
No, she was just...
Let me... Come on.
She was laughing in my face, hysterically just laughing at me. And then I think she pointed at me at one point, like laugh, like, ah, ha, ha. Like, what the fuck are you, Norton? What am I, married to fucking Norton?
What do you expect? She'd be like, grab some wet ones and be like, all right, honey, let's clean you off.
I don't know. I had to go in the shower with all my clothes on and just hose myself off. My underwear, fuck, I just threw them out yesterday. I had to put them in a fucking bag. But this fucking cleanse, I mean, at the end of it, how did you feel?
Well, I felt like, oh, I did that. I don't know why. I mean, it felt fine, I guess.
I actually felt good.
Really?
I felt good because
I felt good that I finished it. Like, it was, as far as, like, willpower goes.
Right.
And I'm not in a million years what I've been able to do by myself.
Right.
But I felt good that I got through something terrible. But then I was like, well, I put myself in that position.
Which is kind of cool. I like that. That was one thing I felt good about is that I put myself in a fucking crazy, I can't do this position.
Right.
I'll never make it. And I did it. And I made it, which I think is good to do in life. I think you should put yourself in those positions where I'm never going to do this. And then you fucking do it. But I actually felt better physically. Like I'm fucking bloated a lot of the time. Because especially the last couple of weeks, I've been eating like a savage. I was at Nick DiPaolo's barbecue on Sunday going
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, I know. You're not. Yeah.
I wasn't in town, but...
No, you wouldn't have been invited.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. But I wasn't even invited. I don't even know if I was invited. I don't know. Nick doesn't, it's like, for, we'll talk about that after, about sucky friends. But it's the worst fucking bunch of shit dicks I have as friends. But I went 3 hamburgers, 2 sausages, steak tips, potato salad,
well,
potato chips.
Barbecues are the worst because you just all you do is eat. All you just stand around and go like, oh, I'll shove that in my mouth.
Yeah,
that's sitting there.
Yeah, especially gay barbecues. They're fucking just shoving cock in your mouth. But yeah, it was fucking terrible. I felt like shit. Tuesday when I did that Monday, and then Tuesday I started this fucking stupid thing. So now it's Saturday. I feel way better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fucking skinny by no means, but. I'm not no carbs, no fucking sugars. I just tried to have coffee. I can't have it. I'm drinking tea now. So it did kind of cleanse my palate and took all that shit out and took all the fucking, that salty sweet fucking craving you get when you're a fatty.
Yeah.
You just want that fucking, ooh, I just want a potato chip with some chocolate or some shit. You ever have a chocolate covered potato chip?
Yeah. You ever have chocolate covered bacon?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I ate that in fucking, Toledo.
You ever have, there's a brand of chocolate bar brand you can buy. It's like dark chocolate bar with pieces of bacon in it.
Oh, I had chocolate covered bacon. It was literally a fucking strip of fat, gorgeous bacon dipped in chocolate. Yeah. Little too much. But little chips of fucking bacon.
Oh my God, it's so good.
That's the way to fucking go.
It's crazy good. And they also sell, you can also buy a pancake mix with little pieces of that chocolate bar in it. So it's like bacon, chocolate, pancakes.
All right, first of all, this is turning into a fucking the movie Fatso. Get the honey, Junior. You ate the oni. This is fucking, are you going to fucking throw this whole week off kilt? I'm going to be cooking up a fucking Hunter stew in a second. Listen, I suggest if anybody wants to do it, fucking do it. It's coolercleanse.com. They ship it right to your house. It's kind of expensive, but it actually... to fucking challenge yourself, and at the end of the 3 days, if you did it, I felt better. Yeah. I mean, you're skinny. You've never been fat, right?
I've never been fat, but I did it just for like the cleansing. I'll do anything that people say makes them happier. I'll try it. You know, I'll give it a go. I did like a colonic. I did colonics at some fucking German wellness place in the city. Some place. Yeah. I let some lady stick a tube up my butt, and you know.
I did the one where you do it yourself in L.A. You lie in a bed. It's like
I was just called you at home. No,
it's literally a bed. You go in, you lie down in it, and you have to stick the tube in your ass yourself. And I stuck it in my ass, but I put it too far in my asshole. And then my ass tightened up, and I pulled the tube out of the machine. So I had to ring the bell.
You're supposed to do it yourself. You need like someone with like a certificate or something.
No, this thing, you lie in the... It was fucking great. You go in, you lube up the fucking tube. You're supposed to put it in your ass just like an inch.
I don't think this is supposed... I don't think it's a real thing. I think you walked in, the doctor looked at you, was like, I'm not looking at his ass and fucking make him do it
himself.
No,
I swear to God, it's a fucking... You lie down, it's like a toilet bed. And you put this in your asshole. She hits the button when you're ready. And then you just sit there and watch the shit. There's like a big clear tube. And you watch this fucking algae and sea monsters come out of your asshole. She had to come back in. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, I had
to. Picturing like little, like the fucking witch in Wizard of Oz, like just floating by in the tube. Like that just came out of your ass.
Fucking crazy shit comes in. I went to one in New York, the regular one where the lady does it.
Yeah.
And I'm on the machine. First of all, it's in a fucking apartment. It's in, like, some apartment across from the fucking museum.
Yeah.
The Natural History Museum. And you can literally... There's a window. And I can look into some old lady's apartment, like, from where I'm sitting.
I think you just picked shady places. Like, you just went to some lady with a fetish.
Anyway,
went to some fucking crazy lady and put an ad out. Like, let me watch... I'd love to just suck the shit out of people's assholes. Come over to my apartment. You should have been wary of it when she paid you to do it.
No, she actually just took a donation of hairpins and donuts. But so we're sitting there and the machine literally went gunk gunk.
Yeah.
And stalled. And then she went, "You don't chew your meat, do you?" I fucking stalled her fucking machine out. Oh God. But the colon cleanse, actually, you feel good. But It's the same. The cleanse, this cleanse, that type of cleanse. You don't lose weight. No. You lose some, maybe a couple pounds from just getting the shit out of you.
Yeah.
You feel way better. But now, I have to go on this fucking crazy diet again for the next fucking 6 months.
Then no sugar, no.
I'm not going to have no sugar. I'm going to have fucking no carbs for a month and then fucking integrate.
My mom's doing that. She's been doing that for like...
Well, I eat carbs, though. Don't get me wrong. I eat like carrots.
You
know, like healthy carbs, just no fucking grease and breads, and that shit goes into my stomach and literally ferments. It turns into fucking prohibition alcohol.
If you eat shit, you can't stop. Do you have like that problem? Like if you have bread and shit, you just can't fucking stop eating it.
Well, yeah, it's something. I have that addict fucking gene.
But sugar's addictive. That's what it is. I mean, you know, my mom's fucking crazy with food, and she's now, for like the first time in her life, she's not doing like carbs or she's not doing bread, you know, no flour, no sugar, but she's like, she also won't shut up about it. It's like all she taught, you know, if I call her, she's like, it's a lifestyle. It's a light. Like she's fucking obsessive about
it. You have to be though.
It's a lifestyle. I have to do it. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's a fucking diet, but she's.
Yeah, but you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, it's so funny though, because there's people out there that don't, I can gain fucking 30 pounds in like 2 months.
Yeah.
I can really gain 30 pounds.
I've seen it.
It's fucking awful. It's fucking terrible to be able to fucking put that much weight on that fast. I can take it off fast.
It off.
Yeah, but it sucks. You know, my heart is just fucking dead because it's been pumping, it's been skinny and fatted. My heart has low self-esteem. It's just awful. But, so if anybody's going to do the diet, it's coolercleanse.com. It's not a diet, it's a cleanse, but it will fucking put you on the right path as far as cleaning your system out and not craving the bullshit that you crave. After that, I suggest to go on a fucking South Beach type thing, which is like 2 weeks with no carbs.
Why don't you do what my mom does? Not go on a diet, you make it a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
Really,
I walk every morning for 30 minutes with the dog, and I just change my lifestyle, my whole way of eating. I change my lifestyle.
I hope your mother dies. If that's really your mother, I hope
she... That's my mom.
Is she really?
Nah.
Is she a redhead too?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. She's got like a big red fro.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw a red bush. It was fucking amazing to me. It was like bright red bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it freaked me out because in her thighs, I could see the veins. She was so pale.
I thought you were talking about Louis.
Fucking Louis. Nice segue. Let's talk about friends. Now, you have L.A. friends.
Yeah.
And then you have New York friends. And the thing that people don't realize is that most people, comics, we have comic friends.
Yeah.
We very rarely do we have, I mean, we have these fucking squares, these fucking citizens friends, regular people there too. But most of us have comic friends. And... you know, people out there, regular people, you have friends that you socialize with. You call every day. You talk to. You email. You go out to dinner. You do fun shit with. You do your work separately.
Right.
And then when you come home, you hang with your friends. Our friends are at our work.
Right.
We don't see our friends. Very rarely do we see my friends. I don't. I don't fucking get phone calls. The only one that calls me is Colin.
Yeah.
Call me, what's up, what's going on, and we'll shoot the shit. But he's never been to my house. He's been here once. I've lived here for 3 years.
With like a hatchet.
No, that was the other place. He came over with a hatchet, because I fucking called him a fat old cunt one night on the phone, and then he just showed up at my door at 3 in the morning with a hatchet. I don't know how he got by. I was in a doorman building. How he got by that fucking dirty Filipino at the door with a hatchet. Who let somebody... And he didn't even, like, get announced. He just came up.
I you go downstairs and the fucking doorman's, like, bludgeoned to death.
I didn't...
He's fucking...
Fucking douche. Me and Colin have done some fucked up shit. I remember one time he was in front of Comedy Central when it used to be on 58th. And we were fighting through the whole park. We were walking through Central Park, throwing sticks at each other and chasing each other. And we got over there. I picked up a rock and threw it and hit his knee. And it really hurt. And he was in front of like all the people at Comedy Central. And he just fell to the ground writhing in pain. And they were like concerned. They were like, Robert Kelly threw a rock at Colin Quinn. They thought we were like really fighting. But there was another time too where we were both fat fucks. We went to the 69 diner up there. Grill 69 or 66 or whatever the
Route
fuck it is. Route 66. And we ate like fucking savages. Then we went to the cheese place and sat on the bench. The bench exploded. This bench has been there for 10 years. it's been in front of this place for 10 years. It's not there anymore. It's just a log.
Yeah.
And we ran, and I ran around the block to his house, and I waited for him because I knew he was coming that way. He shows up. I see him coming with a bag of goodies. He went to the deli and bought cookies and donuts and tea. And I scared him. I came up behind him. What the fuck are you doing with that food? He punched me in the face twice. He went, motherfucker, and bashed me in the nose twice. And the only thing that made me happy is that I was laughing hysterically. My nose was fucking bleeding. And then the only thing that made me happy is his tea spilt in the bag and wet all his fucking pastries. Fat cunt. But,
by the way, also, fucking regular people don't laugh this much at their friend's misery. You know? You never hear fucking like... You never hear like a banker go, yeah, and then I fucking punched my coworker in the face. We were laughing so hard. Yeah. Like, you just go, yeah, I punched my coworker. I got fired. That's it. Like, that's the end of that story. It's not...
But Zach, the thing is, the only thing that makes us laugh is miserable, fucked up shit.
Yeah.
We don't laugh at regular, normal shit. Like, I go home to, like, barbecues and shit, and the conversations, and they're laughing and having... I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You also have to fucking... You have to hold back everything you want to say, because you're just gonna... It's not even gonna be funny to people. It's just gonna be weird.
Yeah. You don't wanna...
Yeah.
You don't wanna say, look at her, man.
Yeah.
It's your cousin, you weirdo. Yeah, but look at that ass. And just joking around because they won't get it. Yeah, it's fucked up. My friends, they're all... I mean, my friends consist of... I don't even know if they're my friends. I consider them my friends, but they probably don't consider me their friend in some respect.
They probably consider you like the weird fun guy. Hey, you can invite Bobby to some things, but...
Not all things.
Not all things.
Yeah, that's fucking... I just hate my life. But you have L.A. friends that you... That's the difference. In L.A., people do shit. You guys go to movies. You go to fucking dinner. You'll go out after and fucking go to Thai. Or you'll fucking just go have a cup of tea and fucking talk feelings and shit. It's like when I was out there for 3 months or a couple of years... It's like people did, like, let's go. We're going to go here. We're going up a canyon. I walked up a canyon every day and then went to the gym and then went to lunch with some other fucking guy and then fucking had dinner. And it's like, you know, Monday night, there's no, people are doing things. If there's not a show, people are actually going out and then there's barbecues and there's fucking parties and there's fucking trampoline parties and there's all these weird fucking things that people do.
Yeah, oh, we're screening a movie on the rooftop of my friend's loft downtown. You should come. We're going to be grilling. It's going to be lovely.
Right, if I asked one of my friends over for dinner, if I said, yeah, come on over, we're going to fucking watch this old silent film, and they'd fucking, you fuck yourself. No, I got a spot. I got a 10-minute spot in the East Village. I'm not fucking coming over to your house and being social.
I used to do a documentary night in L.A. It was, like, my favorite thing. Like, just a nerd out, like, just go get documentaries and order some Chinese food, smoke some pot, watch some documentaries.
Yeah,
like,
you could, try doing that here.
I do it here by myself 5 minutes a week. Everyone's out partying. I'm at home watching some fucking documentary about abortion.
Let me tell you something. Today, you coming over is the third time my doorbell's rang since I've lived here. My doorbell hasn't rang since I was in, like, junior high on a consistent basis. You know the last time I heard? No one's just stopped over my house, too. That's the one thing about this fucking shit business. Mm-hmm. Nobody just comes over. What's up, dude? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, don't come over. If I went over Colin's house right now and just rang the doorbell, he'd be like, dude, what are you doing here? This is uncomfortable. I'm your friend? You can't just go by Norton's house. You can't. I just should delete all their fucking numbers. All of them.
Why don't you right now?
I don't know, because it's show business. I might need them. I might need their fucking help. But,
Hey, by the way, what's this? I'm holding one of your dogs. What's this dog's name?
That's Kelby.
Oh, hi. Hello. Oh. Yeah,
that's Kelby.
Hey. It's got to help having a dog around, a couple dogs.
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the white one I like, because she's loving and she sits there. This one wants to play. I don't like this. That's why I want a boy. I mean, I want
a
girl.
A cat.
I don't want a fucking cat.
Well, you don't like
the snobs. They don't fucking. That dog comes up, sits on you. She has to be on you or near you.
Yeah.
and fucking sleeps when you sleep, gets up when you gets up, goes out when you goes out, and then if you're like, let's go home, she'll go home.
Yeah.
She's fucking just, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all. This one wants to play with a fucking toy 24 hours a day.
Oh, you're going
to
make a great dad.
That's why I want a boy. I want a girl. I just want a girl that does her shit. I don't want a fucking kid, a boy that has to go to fucking Little League games. And
what if you get a tomboy like me? What if you get a little girl who wants
I'll
to play
it.
Sports?
I'll fuck it and then kill it. I'll fuck it and then kill it.
Oh, that's not nice. He doesn't mean it. Ow.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that fucking dog. Oh, but, so now there's nothing else to talk about. You don't know. You don't even know. You like gadgets?
I like gadgets. I just don't buy. I gotta get a new laptop. I want to get the iPad. I want to get a new phone. I don't know. I got all this shit I want to buy. It's just expensive.
Yeah, but you got money.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. I get worried about all of it being gone. I don't have enough to just spend anything I want and you know, still not have to worry. I have worries. I have concerns. I have two parents who, you know, lost all their money. It's nerve-wracking. I don't want to go down that road.
I had my parents lost their money, too.
Really?
That's fucking weird, man. Yeah. That's such a fucking unfucking believable feeling is when your parents are like, I need money.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck.
Yeah. Mom's not like in the right. She's not like. She's kind of in denial though about like what she has because we had money. You know, I grew up and I had like the white picket fence house and like, you know, in LA, like in the hills. And you know, now she doesn't have money and she's like, I want a house. I want to buy a house. I'm like, you can't fucking afford a sweater. Stop talking. Like, Jesus. Stop talking like this.
Yeah.
You know, and just like, I don't have enough to support you. So go, you know, fucking, I don't know, get a job at fucking Applebee's or something because I can't do it.
I know. It's fucking terrible. My mom had to, like, bring in, like, foreign exchange students. Because she had such a big house.
Yeah.
It's this big house with all these bedrooms and...
That's what my mom has two empty bedrooms upstairs.
Yeah, tell her to do the fucking... Bring a couple of fucking Koreans in and a Russian. Bring a Brazilian. I tell you, she had... One time, she had this fucking hot Brazilian girl living in the house.
Yeah.
It was fucking nerve-wracking. I couldn't even go home and visit because I'm sitting next to my wife and, you know, the TV room is downstairs and the bedroom where she was staying is like right there. And I was like watching TV and I'm just fantasizing like her coming out in just a robe thinking nobody's up. And then I'm up in just my underwear and then she comes up. Oh, hello, tutto bene. And then, you know, my wife is, like, fucking in the other room. My mother's upstairs. My brother's upstairs.
You also know, like, she doesn't know the fucking laws of the land, so you could just convince her that, like, she's supposed to blow you as part of her, it's, like, part of the, you know, the exchange program.
I'll probably just take my cock out, and it's just, like, her old times at her house in fucking San Paulo. She just sees my cock. Oh, okay. Not that she'd be choking on it, but just be a silent fucking...
This is just like Pavlovian fucking impulse. You're just gonna like, well, there's a cock. I'm supposed to put it in my mouth.
Yeah, I just put 30 American on the table and I write on her hand. Listen, we negotiate on the palm of her hand.
Is that how you guys do it down there?
Yeah.
Really?
You negotiate. Yeah, you take the hand. I think Patrice invented that. Patrice just took her hand. She went like, I think one of it was like 200 and he scratched it out on her hand and then wrote 150. Like with his finger, like it was an actual pen. And then she scratched it out on his hand and went, no, 175. And he went, 155. Okay, and then they get a head nod. And then just disappear for 20 minutes. But, yeah.
Maybe that's why, you know, black people, maybe that's why their palms are lighter so they can write on it. You know, it's like the one part of their body that they can use as like a
pad. It's almost like a sticky pad. You write directions on this.
Yeah,
fucking terrible. Why would you say that? No, let me ask you one more thing before we're going to wrap this up soon. But you wrote for the Emmys. You went to the Emmys.
I was there to contribute. You know, we can't talk about it.
Why?
We can't talk about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Now I want to talk about it.
Well, we can talk about it later.
Why? Is it like a clause you signed?
No, I was not technically a writer on the Emmys.
Okay. So you just went out to the Emmys, though?
I went out to the
You
Emmys.
Went to the Emmys?
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah.
Were you in a gown?
Yeah, I wore a gown.
Was it green?
It was a tight-fitting, strapless number.
Right?
It was beautiful.
Was it beautiful? Did you walk the red carpet?
I felt like a pretty princess.
Did you take a limo and take the red carpet, or did you get in a white van and come through the back door?
Me and like four other writers took like a rental Suzuki, parked, went backstage.
A lesbian fucking four wheel? Why do all lesbians have that Suzuki four wheel?
Well, they got the Subaru. They always have the Outback.
They have the Outback? Oh, they have the Suzuki. The fucking soft top Suzuki. The one you rent in Aruba. The one that's cool in Aruba.
I also like that, what's that, the old, the remake of the old car? I can't fucking remember what it's called. The ZZ Top type car, you know what I'm talking about?
The PT Cruiser?
Yeah, they like the new PT Cruiser.
Oh, the fucking PT Cruiser is the worst car ever.
They love that shit.
Oh, you get into it and it's like a shitty office. Just a cube. There's nowhere to put your drink. There's no dash. The dashboard is like a fucking, like a mile high. The fucking front, front window, the windshield is like 2 inches fucking thick, like 2 inches wide. It's fucking awful. But, so you didn't write for the fucking Emmys. Now you're back in New York.
Yeah.
Do you like New York?
Not really. I mean, it's okay. I don't love it. I don't know why people get, you know, that they fucking get so excited about this place. It's dirty. It's trash everywhere. It's fucking smells like piss.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal of that. I don't get the appeal of like living on top of each other and fucking, you know. I think people here like to perpetuate their misery a little bit. You know.
Well, I think the rat race of it people, some people strive off of. You know, in LA you can fucking it's a lonely place, but when you walk, at least when you walk on the street here, there's people around all the time. You can't walk down a street in New York and not be with somebody else or somebody else walking.
Yeah, but that to me is lonelier. The idea of being lonely in a group of people, like surrounded by people, it's just like it's so much lonelier than, you know, holding up in your house in LA where at least there's some space.
Yeah, but in LA, like, I mean, look, you just walked over here today. That's fucking crazy. I mean, Joe DeRosa lives 3 blocks away.
Yeah.
That fucking creep called me up to fucking go get a sweater.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he was like, dude, you want to come down?
He shops like a gay man.
You want to go down to Midtown to get a sweater?
Yeah, he knows what he wants, and he goes there, and you sit on the... when I go shopping with DeRosa, it's like, I don't like hanging out with guys where I end up playing this gender role reversal, where it's like we go into a store, and I sit on the couch, and I just watch him come out with like 9 different sweaters. They all look the fucking same.
Yeah, just fucking tired.
Yeah.
You wind up sitting on like a shoe stand.
Yeah, it's like me and like 4 husbands just like going, oh, get me the fuck out of here, like... I can't do it. But he's, you know, he likes fashion. What can I say?
Yeah, you can tell. Fucking cardigan. It's fucking September 11th. What are you getting a cardigan for? He wants to be alt so bad. he doesn't want to be mainstream. He just wants to be that fucking edgy alt.
Yeah.
Look at the cardigan. He wants to sell, he wants to sign cardigans after his fucking shows. Just have a guy yelling out, get the Joe DeRosa cardigan! Cardigan's here! Has like a logo on it. Like just, the shoulders are cut out.
He should get like those wet, worn, like vintage t-shirts, you know, just like make his own merch, but like make hipster merch.
Yeah, hipster, like a cool hat.
Yeah.
Wear glasses even though you have perfect eyesight.
Yeah.
And grow a beard that doesn't connect. Just so you can be in the fucking scene. Why do all fucking alt guys have beards? What's up with the beard?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Some alt women have beards.
I think the beard thing drives me crazy because the beard at some point, I think, did reflect on someone's personality. Like, you could look across the room and go, like, oh, that's an interesting, right. An interesting person.
Yeah.
So the beard, now, it's like, now you just go, oh, that's another fucking dumbass. I don't...
With a beard.
With a beard. You actually have to, like, talk to somebody for 5 minutes to find out what kind of beard they are. You know, like, it's like... Are you a beard because fucking everybody else is? Or was this like an old thing that you started before it was a movement?
Yeah.
You know?
Who started? Zach Galifianakis started the beard, didn't he?
He started the beard in history. He was the first.
Yeah, no, he was, right?
I mean, like in comedy, it's just such a...
You know what's weird? As I think back in the day, you always watch... I love Westerns. I'm a big fucking Western fan. And you look back and they were all just clean shaven. And I was like, do you know how hard it was to fucking shave back then? Yeah. It was like, dude, there's no way you have that close of a shave.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah. Well, they probably also had like filthy, just yellow, gangrenous teeth and fucking, you know.
Terrible. And they smelled like shit all the time. And then the guy comes in after being like looking for this girl for a year off the road, clean shaven.
Yeah.
Right. And then he comes in and just bangs the chick. It's like, ugh, you know, his asshole and balls must just stink. And you know, her pussy smells because they didn't have tampons back then.
Yeah.
They had a fucking, like a, a pair of underwear with cloth that they had to put on. And I mean, even before then, what did women do, like, in the 16th century?
They went into the fucking woods and waited for it to end.
What do you mean?
You just go into the woods, and you just fucking squat for 6 days and wait till your body stops bleeding.
No, really?
That's what I still do today. I go to Central Park, and I just fucking bleed out, and I wait for it to stop, and I go back to work.
There's just a dried volcano pile of your fucking dead baby blood in the park somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's like an Easter egg hunt. No fucking
But back then, they didn't. They just bled. I mean, you just bled.
Well, I mean, at some point, that's like primitive times. I don't know. And then they you know, made. They started making more and more convenient shit to help you. You know, I don't know. Soak it up. Like even the fucking bread and like, you know, at the end, like when you're done with your muscles and you soak the bread up.
Oof.
You just stick a loaf of old bread in your panties and just wait for it.
But what happened before they had bread?
I don't know. You just like. Fucking, that's why you got married. Your husband just put his hands under there and collected. I don't fucking know. I'm making this up.
There had to be something that, I mean, just women just had bloody cunts, like, walking down the street, and, oh, she's, she didn't get a baby this time.
Yeah.
It's just bloody fucking, ugh. I mean, maybe the upper class people had it, but, like, the people in the villages, those shit villages.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck did they use to sop up all that fucking dirty blood? They just bled from their fucking twats into their panties?
I don't know. Maybe like a sheep or something? I don't fucking know.
Maybe that's why the fucking cotton industry was so fucking big at one point. They were like, we found something to put in these...
That's the only reason America needed slaves. Because they needed... Like, we found some shit. We found some shit that people can shove up their...
Bloody their twats. Get those... We need cotton, motherfuckers. We don't care what we have to do to get it. Oh, jeez.
Men were just so fucking excited to have some way to not look at their wives just fucking bleeding all day.
They couldn't be in the field thinking about it.
That's how they justified slavery. They were just like, look, we've needed this for a long time.
Yeah, and I can't think about it, so I can't be in the field with you.
I can't be in the field with you.
We need to get another people. It's terrible. It's terrible. All right, so I love that people will probably listening going, what the fuck happened? They're probably fucking with their iPod. All three people that listen to this.
You have a lot of followers. You have a lot of fans.
I have.
What do you call your fans? Is there like a nickname for them?
I don't know. I mean, no. I tried to think of a nickname for fans. Like instead of fans, because I don't like saying fans. I like this certain comics that... Really, hey, my fans.
My fans. Yeah.
And I don't like calling them my fans.
Yeah.
How about my supporters? No?
Yes.
Supporters?
Yeah, but you gotta have like a nickname, you know, like the Bobbies. You know what
the
I mean?
The Bobbies? No, yeah, that's you know not what I
mean? Good. Yeah, no, I'm not suggesting that in reality. How about
the Fat Nation?
That's all right.
You like that one?
Sure, take it.
Fat Nation?
Yeah.
No, how about the Fatties?
That's no? not nice.
No? The Creeps?
All right.
You like the Creeps?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta have something. What does Dane have? Does he have, like, a name for his people?
I don't know. Fans. He calls them fans.
Oh.
There's, like, you know, he calls them fans. There's a bunch of people. I don't know. I just don't like saying fans. I hate saying fans because I picture some 40-year-old guy who really busts his ass hard and has he's a fucking man, has family and a house and bills, and then I'm like, hey, my fan, you're my, you know, fucking fan. You just like my comedy.
Yeah,
how about comedy likers?
Yeah, comedy likers is good.
Nah, whatever. But anyways, I think there's three people that listen to this. But I really like my podcast being really just sucky. You know, because people have these podcasts now.
I'm glad that I could live up to your expectations.
Yeah, fucking great. Well, this is why. Because people have these podcasts now. Everybody has a fucking podcast.
Uh-huh.
And they're high-end and they're fucking, oh my God.
I'm going to go
studio.
Do a podcast about this podcast.
Really?
After we're over, yeah. That's my podcast.
What's it going to be called?
Why did I just do that?
Yeah, it's fucking awful. It's just awful. But there's somebody who's going to listen to this. There's going to be at least one person that likes this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
there's one person that's going to be like, dude, that was good. You should have Morgan on more. Like, like we're a team now.
Yeah, but your fans would be like, oh, was her tits like, tits good?
Does she have good tits? Yeah, her tits are good.
Hey.
Her tits are, just to let you know.
You should have Morgan on more. Tell her to take it off.
Well, Morgan's tits are good. I've never seen them, but I'm imagining that they're fucking, they're nice. She's a pretty girl. She's, unconventionally good looking.
That's almost a compliment. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I mean, I would do you.
Oh my God, that's so nice.
You're welcome. You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. I'm not her type because I actually have my shit together too much.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, you don't.
I don't?
Do you? I mean, no.
Anyways, so this podcast is basically done from my iPhone.
Yeah.
It's a shit podcast. And I do it whenever I want to do it.
What's it called?
It's called, you know what, dude? It's just, I don't know. That's the name of it. I might change the name. But that's the name of it. It's Norton making fun of me. Me just yapping about shit.
Yeah.
That's it. And I just end it.
Like this? Wow. Where do I go to not subscribe to this? Tonight, is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up?